he did bend down to try to pet her. It was at this time that Sullivan, a golden retriever, and the Anderson family dog came running around the east side of their house with a toy in his mouth. And I said to Cody, "We had better go because your dog will not like us here." Cody responded, "It was okay because he had an underground fence and that the dog couldn't come out that far." Cody was standing in his driveway and the dog came running from around the east side of the house, and then the dog suddenly attacked my dog without provocation, and I yelled, "Get your dog!" The injuries were severe. The dog was thrashing our much smaller dog in its mouth until the owner, Cody, tackled it to release her. The smaller dog, mine, was not approaching the owner aggressively, nor was she barking. So I'm sorry, some of the letters that were sent said that he was harmless. I'm sorry, your dog is no longer a harmless dog. My dog suffered extreme wounds as the dog ripped back a large portion of skin off her back, exposing down to the muscle. To date, our family dog has been through 2 surgeries, dozens of stitches, daily medications, and is still recovering physically, let alone mentally, from this incident. This wasn't just a minor scuffle.